This is Works in Progress, a podcast from the UCLA School of the Arts and Architecture. I'm Sean Arenas. For this episode, I sat down with three of our alumni, Jackie Lopez, aka Ms. Funk, Harry Weston, aka Full Out, and Allie Gray, all of whom graduated from the UCLA Department of World Arts and Cultures / Dance, and are integral team members of VersaStyle Dance Company, a nonprofit organization and dance ensemble. In this conversation conducted in Jackie's home, we discuss what initially drew them to hip-hop, what they gained from their time at UCLA, the history and future of VersaStyle, and any advice they can provide to aspiring dancers.
That started right in fourth grade. I remember walking down Echo Park and listening to music from Tribe Called Quest. And I was like, wow, what is this? This is something different. I grew up always listening to cumbia, salsa, merengues. But I remember that was around the time my mom made me start walking on my own. You know, she had to work. My dad had to work. So I had to walk through Echo Park to get to the house. And that's the first time I remember just really hearing different music from what I was used to in my home.
That's Jackie, recounting where her love of hip-hop originated. She co-founded VersaStyle in 2005 alongside dancer Lee Fouad, aka Breeze Lee.
And when I heard these songs, it just moved me in a way that I just couldn't explain. And that's where I knew I was different from my parents, but yet the same, right? I just couldn't describe it in words. Music spoke to me in a way that just, I just related in a way where it definitely just made me feel heard. It made me feel seen. I felt like I was able to become a different person, like this persona essence. I knew then, what is this? I want to do this for the rest of my life. What is this music? And that's when I started tuning into like Power 106 back in the days and listening to like what was in at the time in the midst of like keeping up with my family's music and my dad's passion for rancheras and mariachi music as well. So,
growing up, Jackie's parents couldn't afford dance classes. To learn the movements, she would mimic music videos. Her teachers were Janet and Michael Jackson and Queen Latifah. She began to explore dance more deeply while at UCLA. Dancer and choreographer Rennie Harris provided the first example of the kind of dance and culture she wanted to cultivate. Harris, in 1992, formed the first and longest-running hip-hop dance touring company, Rennie Harris Pure Movement.
High school was it for me. I'd been dancing already. You know, dance was in my family too, in different ways.
That's Harry. He grew up in Santa Cruz, California, and handles fundraising and development for VersaStyle. At the age of 18, he moved to Los Angeles to study at UCLA.
And when I was in high school, I met a dance teacher named Harold McCord, and he started teaching me b-boying and popping and locking, and he started introducing me to the history of hip-hop and hip-hop culture and just this whole other world that I just didn't know existed. I didn't grow up around hip-hop. I didn't grow up with hip-hop music necessarily. That wasn't just a part of my life like that in Santa Cruz. But when I met Harold, it was a part of his life growing up in, you know, in the projects in Kansas City. And somehow he ended up in Santa Cruz teaching a bunch of little white boys how to break. I have, you know, no idea how he ended up there, but we had this b-boy crew called Total Chaos. And, you know, I found them and he was teaching us. And that's really where I started to fall in love with the dance and the culture and the history and what it meant and what it could be and what it could do. And I was just like enamored by being a part of something so much bigger than myself. You know, you're welcomed into like a community, you know, of artists and creative expression. And we performed and we battled and, you know, we watched videos and we studied history and we talked about social justice movements. And like, it was just this whole other world that I just didn't know existed. We traveled, we went to LA and went to, you know, B-Boy Summit for the first time. And like all this, it just opened up my life in this way that, you know, I'd never experienced before.
Allie, on the other hand, grew up in Los Angeles and is a movement artist and rehearsal director for VersaStyle. Like Jackie, she found her first mentors while at UCLA.
It was actually at UCLA that was like a pivotal moment to see myself as a hip hop artist. Sabela Grimes was my first teacher, and he challenged me. He was like, this isn't your first class. It's like, have you done a Soul Train line? Have you done the Electric Slide? And I'm like, well, yeah, of course. Like, I've done that at every family gathering, every event. And I think I was able to really see that, like, I belong to this dance for the first time, and that it's not something that I needed to continue to, like, feel like I wasn't a part of, or that there was a place and a space for me to express myself in different ways. So I think seeing that it was something that I grew up doing, like my time in my middle school dances and proms, like I was always the girl who was jumping in and dancing and impersonating Michael Jackson, like all those moments were hip hop. And even though I was really like grateful for UCLA and it gave me like the structure and the foundation and the history. So I think finding myself in it first and finding that I belong there was what made me want to continue to do hip hop.
I asked all three guests, what is it about hip hop that speaks to them specifically?
Authentic hip hop dance just lets you be your authentic self. Like it is how I show up in the cipher and how I dance. If you have a conversation with me, you're bound to see the connection that I'm very much connected. It is like the one dance that really lets you truly shine for who you are as an individual. And then a lot deeper for me, then it's an expression of my struggle, an expression of my story, an expression of my background. When I put all that together, there's only one Jackie Miss Funk. Mm-hmm. That's the individuality that's necessary and needed and why it's shining and growing and it's going to keep growing this culture.
Mm. Is it the purest Jackie when you're dancing?
Purest. You can't get more raw than that, other than when I cry all the time. But there's like a pure essence when I show up dancing. And I want to believe all of my friends and the folks I've met, they were intrigued by that first.
Yeah.
You know, even these folks here, I think everybody first saw me dance and then they're curious about me and then boom, something else unfolds.
Yeah. How about for you, Harry?
Yeah, for me, it's the community. I don't think there's any art form in the world that builds community the way hip hop does. I mean, I've been teaching since I started dancing, and the thing I see, excuse me, across all these classes is how naturally and organically community is built. Mm-hmm. It just happens. You're just teaching the movement, and it's just like people are just free and expressing and connecting, and like it happens at events, it happens at clubs, it happens at parties. Like it's a social dance, and it connects you to people. And I've just never seen an art form that does that like hip hop.
I say often, like when I dance, I'm expressing my self-love. Like this is my version of my healing, my version of my joy. And I think more than doing it for myself, I love seeing other people do it. Like when I see people battle, when I see people perform, like I'm seeing them discover that freedom for themselves too. And that it's celebrated. Like we love to be able to see people go in and just be able to be liberated right with who they are, where they are, beginner, expert. Like it doesn't matter where you're at. There is just a celebration of being you and being free in that moment.
When asked, Jackie has a surprising answer about what brought her to UCLA.
I don't think I had much choice. I think look at me. I remember auditioning for other departments, and they were all conservatory approach. Mm-hmm. I have no training, no classical training, no ballet, no contemporary, nothing. I couldn't afford it. So my truest expression was always the social art forms, which at the time was not... When I say at the time, this was 20 years ago now. I remember auditioning for UCLA in 2002. It's over 20 years ago. Not doing my math here, right? But I auditioned for UCLA, and it was the World Arts and Culture / Dance Department. It was one of the few departments in our nation that really was like allowing folks to come in with whatever background and expertise they had at the time. And I always identified as a social street dancer, you know, and I remember doing like a full-on like hip-hop salsa piece mix, because it's always been about like me figuring out this duality of being Latina, a first generation, but also like being proud that I was born in America, in LA. Yeah. You know, navigating that. And I auditioned, and it was the only department that accepted me. And at the same time, I took pride in that because I also knew it was like one of the top universities in the nation. I thought, well, this is not hard to choose.
Yeah.
And I got accepted. And I think it was just one of the few departments that they just saw something different. You know, they didn't need me to like point my toes and, you know, dress in leotards. They were like, show up as you. And it was enough to get in. the journey there, that's a whole other story, yeah. You know, because of course, imposter syndrome is real. You know, yeah. I definitely was one of, there was two Latinas and one black girl at the time. I literally vividly remember that, you know, when I entered the department. And then it was funny because, of course, the young black girl, Catrice, and me were mothers. And I'm like, God, could we fit the profile of, like, women of color with kids? And here we are. But that's, you know, because these are the things that you think of at the time. Yeah. UCLA just, it gave me a chance. So I took advantage, full throttle. Mm-hmm. And it was very serious for me. It wasn't even like, oh, I need to get my degree. It's like, no, I need to survive. At the time, my son was already two. I was a single mom, trying to make ends meet. So I'm working full-time, going to school full-time. It was like a true essence of survival, resilience. Like, I need this to change my life. And I did it with a lot of hard work when I think back, you know. Yeah. But it just gave me the space to be me. So for that, I will always have deep gratitude that those professors at the time saw something unique. Then that opened doors in ways that, fast forward, you know, I teach there now, so that's a whole other story.
When he was first thinking about college, Harry initially envisioned a very different future for himself.
I had no intentions of being an artist. I had no intentions of being a dancer. I can't believe I'm still dancing at the age that I'm dancing now. You know, it's incredible, and it's due to this connection we have with VersaStyle. But, you know, what intrigued me about the department was when I went to the open house. Mm-hmm. And I walked around the campus and I listened to the students and the professors. And I listened to them talk about how you, again, kind of similar to Jackie, where you could come and you could be yourself. Like, you didn't have to fit into a box of this is what the major's for and this is what you're going to do. It was like, what do you want to do when you're here? That if you have an idea and a goal and a project or a mission in mind, this is where you're going to express it. And for me, for 18-year-old Harry at the time, that was like, my mind was blown. I was like, I could come here and like create hip-hop festivals and bring communities together? Because that's what I wanted to do at the time. I wanted to open youth centers and make festivals, and I wanted to do events and all surrounding the arts. And they were like, yeah, come do that here. You know, and it was just this open-ended, again, invitation to like come and be yourself here and fill our campus and fill our department with you and what you want to bring. And for me, that was everything, because I didn't want to fit into a box. Everywhere else was a social work major or an economics major or a social welfare major, or, you know, it was all these things that just didn't quite fit. I was going to have to fit somewhere. And at UCLA, it was like, nah, just be you. Just be you and come express whatever you need to express. And that invitation was everything. So I was just excited. I was ready to do everything. And I think what changed, or what I found in the department, first of all, was an appreciation for my own artistry. I came in at the time, you either were a World Arts and Cultures concentration or a dance concentration. Mm-hmm. I came in as a World Arts and Cultures concentration. In 2 months, I switched to dance, because I was there and I was looking around at all my friends and who they were. And I checked in about what I really wanted to do and who I really was, and it's a dancer. And I was just, I never wanted to acknowledge that for lots of reasons, you know, fear and, you know, the stigma of starving artists and what we thought dancers were. And there were so many reasons for me not to want to be a dancer, but I got in there and I was like, I couldn't deny it. I couldn't deny where I wanted to be, and I wanted to be with the dancers.
For Allie, she always knew she was going to pursue dance after high school, and UCLA was her dream school.
Actually, UCLA was my last audition for that season, and when I walked away, I had fun. Like, I left the audition feeling, like, not stressed. Like, I felt like I got to take two classes from black instructors, which in my whole time at every school, I never had a black teacher at an audition. And something about that just made me, once again, felt like I belonged, felt like I was seen, I was able to, you know, show my solo, which was like this new choreography that I was like kind of playing with, like a little bit of a theatrical aspect that I hadn't done before. So I felt like it was the dream school, but it also was the place that I felt like I wanted to be too. And I knew that I would be challenged here. Like, I think as a as a young girl, I didn't know I could really pursue art as a career, but I just knew I was just going to keep working hard. But when I got to UCLA, I saw many different ways to be successful as a dancer. And that's what intrigued me the most, is that I saw new versions that I wanted to become. And I saw myself in that. And that was really inspiring for me as a little 18-year-old Allie, wanting to like just keep working hard and see what I could do, just put one step in front of the other. And I really took advantage of taking different classes. So that's when I started to take hip hop. I started to take modern. I started to take African. So I felt like explored different things than I would have done at another school or another university.
With VersaStyle, Jackie, Lee, and their team have been able to create a pipeline for aspiring dancers of color to gain professional experience as well as a sense of community.
The initial inception of VersaStyle was in 2004, my senior project at UCLA as an undergrad. You have the choice to do a performance kind of concert-based approach. And I was like, yeah, I want to do that. And I want to bring my people here. And I did that. I'm a huge believer of community as well, clearly. And I had a lot of great, talented friends. And at the time, there was not that many hip-hop. Well, not actually, there was barely any hip-hop artists. You know, everybody knew Jackie was the hip-hop street dance artist in the department at the time. And that's when I started asking people in the community if they want to come dance for my senior project. I needed dancers. Mm-hmm. But I just felt at the time, none of the dancers in my class had the talent.
Yeah.
So I had to bring folks in. That began a momentum because I was giving like rehearsal space. I was giving a date to perform something, you know? So once my senior project was over, all the dancers was like, well, what's next? And I'm like, wow, you guys want to keep going? They're like, yeah, what's next? I'm like, well, I don't know. There's nothing. I'm graduating now. This is all I needed you for. I didn't know that we created such a beautiful collective bond as artists, that we were given a space like UCLA to rehearse. And I think for them, it was something different too. They would walk into the space like, whoa, what is this? I was just able, I realized, to open their eyes too. And I was fascinated by that. But then also at the same time, like, why is this happening? Why don't these folks have this access? And why do we all feel this way? Because UCLA had this prestige, clearly, right? It was something new. I remember for my Wax Smash, which is a student-produced event, I had up to 40 dancers. I don't know how I had 40 dancers on stage, you know? And for more than half, they never seen UCLA. So I had those connections of bringing folks together, you know, and Lee and I just started becoming really good friends. He was a very good friend at the time. I was going through a lot of struggles with my ex, who's the father of my son. And he was just this artist that understood me and connected with me. And most of all, at the time, respected me, which was a huge deal for a young Latina woman who grew up with a lot of abuse, too. And just a lot of layers that go with that, you know, in first generation families sometimes. But that was the beginning of VersaStyle. I recall then I'm like, well, then let's keep rehearsing. I heard of this other performance that was called Carnival Choreographer's Ball. It's still around now. And I invited them to come see our performance. And they're like, we would love for you to perform. So I gave the dancers another platform. From there on, Lee and I connected in a way where, as artists, I saw another person that was just as hungry as me, yeah, as dedicated as me, and wanted this. I'm like, hey, let's create something. And that was like the momentum of what leads now 18 years later to VersaStyle Dance Company, a nonprofit hip hop organization that was founded back in 2005. If I put paper behind it, but really the idea of it all started in 2004 because of UCLA. It just gave me that platform that I needed.
Like, what is VersaStyle? What does it mean to you?
I mean, VersaStyle for me in this moment right now, but I think it's always been that, is to give space to folks that have never typically been heard.
Yeah.
Period. Right? For years, I was shut down. Right? I'm this young brown immigrant, you know, from immigrant parents. Everything was a certain way. You had to act a certain way, be a certain way, especially when you're surrounded with folks with position of power, aka white, too. Like, I'm just saying it. So to then finally give a space where no matter where your background, who you are, you got something to say and you typically don't feel heard, this is your space. And I want each individual to shine and be themselves and feel heard and respected and loved by me, but not just me, but by the community, by the people. So at the core, it's representing folks that typically don't feel that, and to empower them and then hopefully come to the other side to now feel heard, to take space and know that we are just as good, if not better, you know, in our art form and what we do. So I take deep pride in that.
Harry first met Jackie in October 2008, when he was still a freshman at UCLA.
I had a couple friends in the department who were dancers, and they had known Jackie and Lee because of a summer program that happens for high school students. They had been a part of that program. They had met Jackie and Lee. And again, 18-year-old Harry was like going to change the world. So I'm like, I'm about hip hop. I'm about community. I'm about events. I'm about this. I'm about that. Let's do it. Let's build. And they're like, Harry, you got to meet Miss Funk and Breezley. Like, you've got to meet these people. You would love them. So they brought me to a VersaStyle program, which at the time was called a one-day dance intensive. And these would happen at a dance studio in North Hollywood. And Jackie and Lee would bring various dancers from the community and put them all together in a day of workshops. And they'd make it available for very cheap to their students. Because by this time, 2008, Jackie and Lee had already started amassing this following of young artists, you know, that were about to become VersaStyle Next Generation the next year. So they were amassing this young group of artists, and they were holding these community, you know, little community events. And I went to this event. I went to this one-day dance intensive. And I remember being in the studio just like, this is where I belong. This is where I'm supposed to be. Like, this is home. This is everything I'm about. It was dance. It was community. It was expression. It was authenticity. It was energy. And I remember just, you know, in the dance world, they call me Full Out. And Jackie and Lee gave me that name because I just dance hard. And I just remember dancing my life out, dancing my heart out in that studio, because I was having so much fun. There was so much energy and vibrancy and life. And I'm that person. I'm attracted to that. I'm attracted to that energy. I remember the funny story is I'm sitting with Jackie, like kind of on the side, just watching people dance, or we were ciphering or something. And I'm like, just met Jackie that day. And I like turned to her. I'm like, Jackie, do you ever think about like doing this on a larger scale? Like, you know, with a DJ and like making it a big event. And she looks at me, she's like, who's this little 18-year-old asking me like this question? But it came from such a genuine place. I wasn't trying to say she wasn't doing it right, or it wasn't, I didn't think she was worse off, or there was no, I want to believe there wasn't a condescending, it was just, I was just 18 and hungry and excited. And she was like, yeah, of course I have, but that costs money.
I remember just being so butt, right? Like, I don't recall being disrespectful with you either. Just right. I turned at you.
No, but I'm totally. Like,
it's money.
Allie was first exposed to VersaStyle when they performed at UCLA. It was love at first sight.
At UCLA, I was starting to train more in hip hop, and I found house because at the time, Rennie Harris was coming every spring quarter, and I just fell in love with this style and I wanted more of it, but you know, he is from the East Coast, so it was kind of disappointing because it was like, oh man, I have to wait till he comes back. But then VersaStyle performed at an alumni concert on campus, and I saw them perform the iconic chair piece.
The chair piece that Allie refers to is a dance that celebrates Los Angeles. It celebrates all of it, the traffic, how we navigate our lives, and it was the first piece that Harry and Allie learned together. Seeing it performed for the first time was an aha moment for Allie.
And that was like when the heavens opened and I was like, oh, here it is. It's an LA company that's doing house. And I will never forget like how I felt being in the audience, like watching them perform for the first time. And I'm a kind of shy girl, but after that performance, I went up to everyone in VersaStyle and like introduced myself. Like I just wanted to get to know them. I wanted to be involved in whatever way I could. And similarly, I went to the one-day dance intensive that Harry went to, and it was just epic. I don't know what it was about that time, but I was just absorbed into the community. I think I went into the cypher for the first time, and I remember like Jackie kind of saying like I did good, and I was just like, okay, like maybe I'll keep coming back. And it was a space that I really wanted to be. And since I did have the weekly house classes, I started coming every Friday as much as possible.
A cypher is a freestyle dance jam where an open circle is created and people take turns dancing in the center. For VersaStyle, it's a sacred space. In many ways, VersaStyle is a cypher, creating opportunities for dancers to take center stage and express themselves.
I like how you brought the one-day dance intensive, because that was one of the first few programs where I was like, wait, we have a deeper connection in the community. Let's open it up. And then all these folks start showing up. And that's like my first real introduction to them, where I remember them in class. I'm like, who are these hungry young artists? Because I wasn't working at UCLA yet. It was truly this community aspect, right? Then that led to the Friday class. And the Friday classes is when Breeze Lee and I teach every Friday till this day. I want to make that clear. We've been teaching for 17 years every Friday. And that's the one time Lee and I just make ourselves accessible to the community. No matter what background, who you are, what age, mom, papa's kids, this is the big Friday community class. Well, these two came loyally, like, and they would shine. And I remember pulling them both at separate times, being like, you got a lot of potential. You should keep coming because you never know. And I don't know what I was offering, but I was I'm thinking back to that, you know? And then in 2009, I went through one of the bigger turnovers within the company. You know, a lot of the original members were like traveling or leaving or had different things going on. I'm like, wait, we have some great momentum. Because of that Friday class and their dedication and loyalty, I was like, hey, you guys should come perform, come train with us, and there might be an opportunity. And that's how these two became like besties, driving all the way from UCLA to North Hollywood to come learn the beast, be in the company. And then full circle, we just performed the San Francisco Hip Hop Festival this year. It was their 25th anniversary. And I'm like, wow, 14 years ago, we were here together performing. And here we are again.
Jackie is the co-artistic director, but that means something different than it did years ago.
Now it means I'm no longer alone. Yeah. I think all the way up until for years, I'm just from the founding moment till like about 2011, 12, 14. I would say no later than 13, 14 is when the shift happened. I did everything. When I say everything, it's like think of all the programs, all the administrative work that comes behind that. I also did a lot of things revolving payroll, budgets. I was learning as I go. I didn't go to school for that. I was dance major. I was choreographer, right? So now I'm no longer doing that. I'm truly as co-founder and co-artistic director of VersaStyle Dance Company, I think I'm really more honing into like the artistic approach. Also the well-being of the company as a whole, you know, the organizational wellness. Now, like we've had a whole retreat and all, we're all artistic directors. And, you know, it's about really, you know, everyone shining in their strengths. So now I would say it's a whole collective of folks navigating this big machine of VersaStyle Dance Company. But, you know, it started with me donating all my time to now fast forward. We have about 21 employees now in the organization. And it's just dreams come true. That's just not, I never thought that possible. And a lot of the folks that we started with 15 years ago are still with us. And I take pride in that too. We just had brunch a few days ago. We had like a company end of year brunch. And one of my artists is like, we should like apply for Guinness World Records because we're probably one of the only few dance companies that like no turnover.
Yeah.
We've been with you, Jackie, for 15 years. I want to believe that's a testament of me and Lee's heart at the end of the day.
Yeah.
You know, I can't say it wasn't perfect. A lot of learning experiences. But I believe they've been by us because we deeply, deeply respect them and deeply value them and love them.
With so much experience at the table, I had to ask, what advice can you provide to aspiring and working dancers in Los Angeles?
Be open to working and networking in ways that you could support what already is existing. So you could learn and navigate all the tools that you need to maybe then create your own. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of folks just want to like do everything and I could do it by myself. When really I'm a big believer, it takes a village to create anything. And there's a lot of great organizations right now, a lot of great nonprofits. How could these young artists start navigating that sector of work and see how they could then be involved and volunteer or show up and be there and learn what you can before then you could think you could create something from scratch. I think we just have this thing where like, let's do it and let's do it all, right? I think my biggest, and I say that from experience, I think VersaStyle evolved because of all my lessons I learned when I danced as a professional dancer for Rennie Harris, Pure Movement. I would take notes of everything he was doing. And I'm like, oh, let me apply that. And of course, never thinking it would grow to what we are now, you know? So, but I think if they're able to be open and they could network and be professionals, be responsible, respond to emails, show up consistently. You know, I always say consistency is key.
Yeah.
Then we're talking some miracles, you know?
And something I hear a lot that I second, which is authentic networking. Get to know people. You know, like, it's not just what can you do for me? It's like, what can we do for each other?
Yeah,
like,
it's a relationship building.
Yeah.
Full on. Huge. You know, if you could, like, connect with folks in deep ways.
Yeah.
Then you're staying connected, you know? And then I just happen to just really listen, you know, because I love people. I mean, at the end of the day, I just love people. I always tease my company. I go, I think I'm one of those few artistic directors that invites y'all at home and can make you some bomb meals. Like, I love feeding them. Like, yeah. I love being that mama essence, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I think we just need to know how to create those authentic experiences for the students to show up as themselves, but navigate the system of what's already happening. You know, there's a lot of entrepreneurs out there, which is cool, but like, slow down, my people. Like, you're here to learn, be open, and help us. Because these nonprofit organizations specifically, they need so much support. And there's room for folks to come and learn and be.
Because I think, again, we are raised to think the artist's career is supposed to look a certain way. Mm-hmm. If you're a dancer, you're supposed to be on stage with Beyonce. If you're a singer, you're supposed to be Beyonce. If you're a musician, you're supposed to be, you know, playing music for Beyonce, right? You're like, if you're an artist, you're supposed to make the most beautiful art and be at the hammer, right? Like, these are what we're taught to think of as the artist's career. It's individual, it's you, it's by yourself, and you're the star. And that's not realistic. That could happen. Go for it. I went for my dream and look where I am, but be open to what presents itself along the way and be open that an artistic career looks many different ways. You may be on stage touring. I have many friends. One of my good friends is like on stage with Doja Cat right now, JT. And I'm like so happy for him. Like, he's doing it. And Ali taught for 10 years at a high school and created something incredible that is like just changed hundreds of lives, you know? And both are great and valid and pay you money, you know? And I look at myself, I'm on salary for a hip hop dance nonprofit and I get a salary, you know? And so to just be open that the artistic career can look many different ways. Don't think it has to look one way and be open to what your path is going to be. And in the midst of it all, this is the last thing I'll say, in the midst of it all, never stop doing your art because that's what drives it all. Like, again, I never thought I'd be dancing like this at 33, going on 34. Because I came to LA wanting to create something of my own. I thought that's what you're supposed to do. I think we're trained to think that way in America. It's very capitalist to think that way, right? It's very individualistic to think that way. And I think that's kind of the idea of the American dream that we're sold. I don't think we're really taught to think about community and to think about building with people. Again, this is why hip hop was so big for me and why hip hop is so, you know, contrary to what America is in so many ways and why we love the art form is because we go against the grain in that way. And it's so much about community, you know, and, you know, my dream was to own or open my own youth center. So I wanted to do. And, you know, I've been working with VersaStyle for 15 years now, and I think we're going to open a youth center.
Harry couldn't contain his excitement sharing the news that VersaStyle intends to open a youth center. With their 20th anniversary around the corner, it's the logical next step.
I'm going to put it out there. There's someone listening. That's going to be a huge funder that we need to get this community space. I am more than ever ready for it. This year we had a very huge touring season. I mean, a tour, a full touring season after COVID. Who could say that, right? Yeah. The work is changing, right? The field is changing constantly. But to say that we're touring, it was a blessing. But next year, maybe not as much. And it's also on purpose. We're talking as a team. We're constantly checking in with each other that, oh, no, that touring thing was cool. Okay, it's good to visit different cities and states, but it takes us away from our foundation and our people and the youth and the people that we want to work with. So we definitely feel a space is the next level of support, the next level of service that we want to provide. Like, and not just, and I want to be clear, like a multi-purpose center. Like, it's not just a dance studio. It's a place where I want to be at a place where my students could kick it there after a class and not get kicked out because it's not our home. We need our own home, you know? And I think I'm excited for that now more than ever. I agree as to how exactly it unfolds, what it looks like. I mean, I have my visions, you know, but I think that's definitely the next level of like commitment to Los Angeles that we want to give. So 20 years is no joke.
No.
And I feel that the same people are going to be by our side in that 20 year anniversary. And then from there, I'm open. I think they even have that commitment. Like, let's do it and then see how our work evolves and keeps growing. But a community center that's preserving street dance and hip hop and giving a space to all the young black and brown bodies that want to feel safe and heard. That's the dream.
You've been listening to Works in Progress, a podcast from the UCLA School of the Arts and Architecture. You can find previous episodes on our website at podcast.arts.ucla.edu. I'm Sean Arenas. Thanks for listening, and take care.